Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted you are here. Rod is a trance channel, meaning that his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career, and we get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for us as well as for you. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, and if you are on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. There are two listen-only lines, and there are two call-in lines for your questions. The Q&A line that's toll-free is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number, in case occasionally that line turns up busy, is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So let's get started. Here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Wao Nan.
Could you say that for me again?
Wao Na.
Wao Na?
Yes.
W-A-I?
W-A-U.
W-A-N-A. W-A-U-N-A. N-A. W-A-U-N-A. Okay. Wonderful.
I am from Arcturus.
Arcturus. Love Arcturus. Okay. And you decided to come today because?
I want to give everyone this little message. Would you please, no matter what it is you're choosing to do, do it with passion. As a species, you have the opportunity to employ passion to its max. I implore you, please do.
Okay, that's a wonderful message. It's my understanding that many beings from other planets do not have the emotional capacity that humans on planet Earth do. Is that why you're speaking of this particularly?
I'm speaking of this because you could do so much more when you add passion to what you do.
And that would be true for anybody.
That's true for all of you.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, with the good things that are in process for coming, it may be a lot easier for many people to be more passionate about what they want to do.
But start now. Don't wait for anything. Start now.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. Cindy has asked a question. She may be late getting off work, but she asked about what she calls the 80 million unexploded U.S. bombs in Laos during probably the Vietnam War, and the dangers to the people there still to this day, many, many years later. Can you tell us if the Galactics have taken care of this, are taking care of this, will take care of this, or someone?
They will take care of this.
Okay. Has some of it been taken care of already in certain areas?
Some has, yes, in the more populated areas.
Okay, all right. And that's not just in Laos, it's many countries.
It is, indeed.
Yes, okay. I remember Princess Di and how passionate she was about cleaning up those things.
Well, humanity has this demonstrated capacity for insanity, shall we say. This being one of those. Oh,
you are good.
Well, thank you, dear.
Yes, that is absolutely. Well, this wasn't humanity that actually did it, but they allowed it.
They certainly did.
Yeah. And so that's not so hot. So the same would be true in Vietnam and other countries in that area.
Yes.
And she's asking, will it be done in the next 6 months or will it take longer than that?
It will take slightly longer than that.
But not a whole lot?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Not as much as twice.
Okay. So under a year from now.
Yes.
It'll be all cleaned up and those areas will be safe. Beautiful. Okay. Can you give us any comment about the potential for government or financial changes dated October 1st, because that's the beginning of the new fiscal year, for the U.S. corporation, which may no longer exist? So is the Republic going to start then? Is there any significance to October 1st in our financial setup?
There are going to be several significant things happening in early October. Several.
Okay. In the financial realm?
In the financial realm, in the governance realm.
Well, at some point, people have to be told that the so-called non-election will be a non-election, right?
I think you've been telling them that, dear.
I have been, but we need a wider audience. It needs to spread. But I noticed
it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. There are some emails now that are from other people that are speaking of this.
Yes.
So that is good. That is very good.
Certainly.
But the public has to know this. Will they use the emergency broadcast system to put that word out, or will it be out more subtly?
They will use that system to announce changes like the change in the election this fall, of course.
Okay. Okay. And I've been telling people that of all the rumors abounding around the financial changes and the currency changes and the government changes, that don't believe anything necessarily unless you hear it on the emergency broadcast system. Is that correct?
Yes, and I understand your reasons for doing that being the tremendous amount of disinformation and misinformation that is out there.
Oh, it's huge.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yes, and they told us it would increase just prior to the changes actually being publicly known.
Indeed it is.
And it certainly is true. Oh, my goodness. I've just stopped forwarding a lot of things that I get because I just don't want to send out stuff that I know is either a mix of truth, which is probably most of it, or, you know, just really off base.
Good for you.
Okay. Let's see. What about Benjamin Fulford's take
on... How about your diet? Can we talk about your diet for a moment?
Yes. Okay.
I salute you for constantly looking for ways to improve your diet, the nutrition you put in your body.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, my dear.
Okay. Well, I need to lose 30 pounds, and I can't do it if I don't at least make some efforts toward good nutrition.
It's not the weight that I'm concerned about. It's how your body feels to you.
Yes.
And it will feel better.
Good. Good. I do see a little bit of progress, but it seems to be much slower than my impatient nature prefers. I'd like the 30 pounds gone tomorrow.
But it will change. You will be successful.
Good.
How do I know?
Yes, how do you know?
Because you decided.
Okay. Yes, that's true. That is true. And intent is the most important thing of all, is it not?
It is the most powerful.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And that doesn't mean we get our results right now. It means we can move toward them in some period of time.
Yes.
Okay. So may I ask about, Benjamin Fulford was not all that glowing about the G20, whereas most of the first reports were very glowing about everybody agreeing and everybody signed off and everything's just fine and so forth. And he said it's really not quite that clear. Is he more correct than incorrect?
He's technically accurate, but he's missing the vibe, shall we say, of what happened.
You mean the vibe was actually high?
Yes.
Oh, so finally, the countries that were represented are coming together better?
Correct.
Well, some of the first emails said that not only was the U.S. representation changed, it was not really Obama, it was Dunford, but that other countries also had new people rather than the leaders we're used to hearing about. Is that true?
That is correct. Things are changing. And you're surprised?
No, I'm grateful because it's been a long, hard road, particularly for those on the front lines who have sacrificed so much.
It has. And everyone should be grateful to those on the front lines, as you say.
Yes, the front lines behind the scenes.
Correct.
Yeah, because this had to be done quietly and in private to a great degree. Okay. So since the U.S. corporation was represented by Obama, but Dunford represented the Republic or something close to that, were there other countries that have that same kind of setup, like, say, Germany or France or any of the other major countries, the U.K., so that there's like a double jurisdiction temporarily?
You name it, and they have it.
Okay. So that is something I've not heard anything about, other than different people were there for key countries than the ones we know about from public view. All right.
They're not ready to make that formally public yet. It is coming. It will be formally announced.
And probably this fall sometime before the end of the year?
Most likely.
Yes. Okay. So it's not just the U.S. because of our deadline of the non-election, but even though other countries don't have that same setup, it has to be done.
Change is happening to the entire world.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It is not isolated.
Right.
It is happening everywhere.
That's so awesome. Okay. Now, there's just a whole lot of stuff out about Hillary, and I realize you may not want to talk about Hillary Clinton very much, but there's some people who felt she was, when she was put into the black SUV on September 11th, that she was really being arrested. There are some that just saw health problems there where she kind of stumbled. We know her health is not good. Her physical body, human body, is not good. Can you comment at all on those rumors or whatever?
I could, but I think it would be pointless. This disaster has already been averted. It is not going to happen.
Oh, yes, she'll be gone.
Say thank you to the world for that.
Yes, thank you very much for her being taken to a more appropriate place.
Indeed.
More fitting for who she has chosen to be. Okay. Okay, so whatever plays out in the news, could be partly true, partly rumor, speculation, but she will be gone.
Correct.
Okay. By whatever means.
And the excuse, as you say, will be health.
Yes. Okay. Is that gives her an out that won't upset those who still believe in her.
Correct.
Whereas the real truth is that she should be in prison or something.
Not all those who belong there are there, dear.
That's true. That's so true. And some who don't belong there are there.
That is correct.
And it's my understanding that when these changes take place, that many who are in prison, either wrongfully or marginally, because they're there for things that were minor as opposed to how they're being treated, that many of
them... Let's be a little more straightforward about that, please.
Yes, okay.
They're there because the corporations that run those prisons are happy to be paid to have them there.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's a private prison system, and they make money.
That's correct.
And it goes back to the cabal, or Illuminati, or whoever.
Certainly, beings that have not the best interest of humanity at heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those people being freed is going to be awesome, because there are many that are wrongfully imprisoned.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay. The woman that is a so-called stand-in for Hillary, it looks like she's...
Which one?
Okay, there's more than one. There's only one been in the big news recently, but I'm sure there's more than one.
Yes, there is.
Yes. And she's been using those for years, has she not?
Several.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're going to shortly be out of a job, each one of them.
Yes.
But they've probably had fun doing it.
Well, you might be surprised at how difficult that is for some of them. They can't be themselves. They have to be this other person.
That's true, for short periods of time.
Yes, I don't care who you are. That's hard on the head.
It is hard. I mean, if you're in a stage play in the theater, you know you're only there for 3 hours to do your thing. And you're still yourself inside.
Yes.
But representing someone like her in the public eye, you really have to transform your thinking, I would think, to be a different person for an unknown period of hours.
Yes.
Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Welcome, dear one.
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, cousin. I'm part Arcturian, so nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, dear one.
Okay. There was an email that came out, a story, and it talks about another galactic people, and they think it's spelled K-A-H-M-I-C.
That's close.
Coming here. Okay. A ship coming here that makes the size of our sun look like a dime. So they're coming here to totally remove the cabal, and they will take control of the mass media. Is this accurate or just disinfo?
The latter.
Disinfo. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
but it's a nice wish.
Okay. Okay. And I do have a personal question to ask.
Only one.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping to wait till my money comes. I've been told about using comfrey root to help with my two teeth that are really sore and giving me a lot of pain. Will this help clear up any infection, if there is any, and stop the pain until I have the money to get to a dentist?
It definitely will.
Okay. So I'll still need to go to a dentist later on?
Yes.
Will I have the money to do this by the end of October?
If not, then very quickly after.
Okay. What very quickly after? A week?
43 and a half days.
Oh, so you're saying till the middle of December?
I said 43 and a half days.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ben. That's all I was going to ask.
You're entirely welcome, dear one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Cindy.
Namaste.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a quick break. We are having the pleasure of speaking with Juana, an Arcturian. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, we'd love to have your questions. The number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And an alternate number is 323-744-4831. And as I mentioned, we are speaking with Juana from Arcturus, who's had a beautiful message for us about doing our work with passion, which is just so important. Particularly people are, as things free up and there's less cabal influence and things improve, it's going to be easier for people to express their passion, I would think.
Certainly will. And to go along with that, I ask you to commit to that which you are doing. Don't let it be a, maybe I will, maybe I won't thing. Commit to it. You'll be amazed at how much more effective you are when you do that. So, passion and commitment.
Wonderful. Okay, we have Carol. Welcome, Carol.
Hello, dear.
Thank you. I also have a personal question about teeth. I have an appointment with the dentist next Friday, and I can't decide which teeth to have pulled, so I'm wondering if you could help me with that. There's two teeth on the left bottom that are infected, and one tooth on the top right. And so I can only get, you know, one side or the other. So I'm wondering which I should pursue.
Since you ask it that way, I will say this. I recommend that you heal them, not pull them.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, I would be delighted to do that, but I'm not sure how, you know.
Mary?
Yes?
The machine is coming?
It's coming. It won't be here until probably won't be up and running probably before mid-October, realistically, because of the training needed, and particularly for the remote units, since you're in the mainland. You have to have a remote unit for us to do you remotely.
Oh, don't talk her out of a trip to paradise.
Yeah, you can come here. Okay.
Well, I would just absolutely be delighted to come there, but I'm afraid money is too much of an issue for me. So, unless there's some way I can manifest that kind of money. So,
who says you cannot manifest that kind of money, as you put it?
I guess it's my consciousness, my limitations.
Ah, well, perhaps you could look at that.
Yeah. I'm also in a lot of pain, so I don't know if I could make the trip being in this kind of... That's what I'm waiting for the black box for, to just totally heal me up. But can I wait that long then with these teeth? I guess is my next question. If I can't manifest the money to come there and all that kind of stuff, can I wait that long to not do anything with these teeth?
You can do that if you give yourself some herbal relief to those teeth.
Yeah, I am doing that.
That is a good thing.
Okay. And is it helping?
Yes, it is helping.
Is she using the right herbal stuff, the best for this situation?
Adequate.
Well, I have this rinse that has all kinds of different herbal stuff in it.
And it's working.
Okay. So I'll be fine.
You will indeed.
Okay, I thank you so much.
You are welcome.
And is my body healing? Is my body getting better?
Yes.
I'm taking all kinds of things for that also, so I'm hoping that is helping.
It is helping. Know
and
that.
What do you...
Know that it is helping.
Pardon?
No. That it is helping.
Okay. And what do you think about stepping into parallel universes to help your body heal?
There are many things that one can use parallel universes for, and that's certainly high up on the list.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to try playing around with that. Okay, well, I appreciate all of you very, very much. Thank you so much.
You're entirely welcome, dear one.
Little black box.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, wonderful. Yes, we are really looking forward to having that equipment here. Okay.
Appropriately so.
Yes. Yes, very much.
It's going to change many lives, including your own.
I am so in favor of that. It's been a long road and a stressful summer, and it looks like we're on the downhill run now.
I think it's called harvest time.
I like that. Perfect timing, huh?
Yes. Indeed.
Good, good. Okay. Can you tell me how our cat Jazz was very active, demanding whatever today? Is anything special going on with him we ought to know about?
Well, actually, you knew about it. He was very upset that his litter box was not available.
Yes, but even before that, he was...
A little bit, but
meowing
it really took off with the litter box.
Okay. Well, the host did take him outside before that, but he just didn't finish.
When he went outside, it was to play. It wasn't to take care of business.
Oh, Good grief. Okay. Oh, he's such a character.
That he is.
Yes.
I thoroughly agree with that.
Yes. He's a really a fun cat, and I guess we're going to have him triple pretty soon, right?
Well, or quadruple, possibly.
Really?
Possibly.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I don't think the new house has enough room for 4 litter boxes. I don't know.
It does.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. That's an interesting idea. Because this litter that the two are coming from, there was a third male kitten. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And were there any females in that litter?
There were some females as well.
Okay. But 3 males. Okay. Well, 2 of them have chosen their names. Has the third one, or is this kind of in process, or are we just considering this as a possibility?
In process.
In process. All right. Okay. Well, that would be really wild. We have 4 of them around. Okay.
It seems that the fourth one, or the third kitten.
Yes.
Is partial to the name Star.
Star. Interesting. Is this one as much of a clown as the other two?
Not quite.
Okay. A little bit calmer temperament, or a little bit more settled?
A little more regal.
Regal. Oh, good grief.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But compatible with the others?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, that's an interesting idea. I'll have to share that with the host. He's going to go, oh, you're kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
Yes, I'm afraid he will go that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, back to government stuff.
Wait.
Yes.
But remind him that limitations are not what he is promoting.
Oh, that's true. We're not into limitations.
No. So if he brings that up, let that be your response.
Okay.
No limits.
No limits. Right. Right. Well, I don't think we want 20 cats.
No. Okay. But. No, but.
Yeah. But one that is a brother to the other two that we're getting, that would be a natural thing to take him as well.
Correct.
Okay. Good grief. Okay. we have 3 alphas in this household now. That would be 6 alphas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute. Okay. One of the emails that has come around says that the Supreme Court, all justices have been replaced, not announced yet, but the plan is in place. If there's even going to be a Supreme Court in the new setup, can you speak to that?
The governance is going to be quite changed.
Yes.
And it will not be a Supreme Court.
Okay.
So.
Will there be some form of a court system that, of course, is honest, not what we have now?
There will there be a form of addressing grievances, shall we say.
Okay.
By whatever name it is called.
Yes. Yes, I would think we would need something, at least for a while, until humanity is really living in harmony. And with integrity.
But you will find that there will be much less need than has been in the past because of the transparency that will be everywhere. Everyone will be transparent.
Okay. So that
so there won't be any hiding anything, including motives.
That's really a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
Yeah, very huge.
And quite needed.
Oh, absolutely. There's been such a lack of transparency on so many levels here that, yeah, we can be done with that. Okay.
Amen to that.
Yeah. All right. So maybe you can speak to the concept of parity. Some of the ideas over the last few years have been that when the global currency balancing between all the countries takes place, that there was an idea of going to parity, which means one U.S. dollar would equal one Vietnamese dong, would equal one Chinese yuan, would equal one euro, would equal one, etc. My own sense of that is that's not very realistic, because if the new system is to be asset-based for each country's both in-ground and above-ground productivity assets, can you speak to how that balance is going to be achieved so there's...
That's not going to... The one-to-one-to-one, the parity that you speak of?
Yes.
That is not going to occur.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
The real balancing will be, as you say, of resources and productivity.
Okay. So each country's own natural resources in ground and above ground and the productivity of their population.
Yes.
There's some kind of formula that's been created to value each country's assets, and they're being all compared, probably
yes,
by computer.
Yes.
So that the monies can come into balance with each other, so everything is fair.
Yes. Fairness is what has been put in mind for this process.
Yes. So some bright person has either channeled or written this formula, right?
The concept was channeled and the process was channeled by yet another.
Okay. Okay. To me, that would look very complicated and it would need somebody very bright or very capable to put that, to create that.
It's actually pretty simple. It's not that complicated.
Well, that's what Merlin said, that it was pretty simple.
Yes, it is.
So once the formula is written, then just each country's assets is plugged into it, and you come up with a value, and somehow those values get compared, cross-compared.
Well, you have a lump sum value, then you have the amount of notes that are using that value as backing, and then you can say value per note, and then you can say one country's value per note should be similar to, if not equal to, another's.
With a certain multiplier.
Yes.
To make it fair. So just each multiplier could be a little different, but it comes out, so it's all fair.
It comes out, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe it is simple. It just, if I were to try to create that, I would feel it was complex. But then I'm not that kind of mathematician.
That's simply not your specialty, my dear, and that's all right.
Well, no, I don't have to do it.
That's right.
Nobody's depending on me to do it, so I don't have to worry about it. I am a mathematician, but that's like, whoa, that would take some work. Okay. So at some point, this will be announced.
Yes.
Okay. Before the end of 2016, probably?
Most likely. Might be as late as February next year.
And is this one of those things that's going to be delayed and delayed and delayed, like things have been?
It has been delayed and delayed and delayed.
Okay, true.
We're coming to the end of that time, fortunately,
yes.
For you.
Yes. Well,
and for humanity.
Oh, absolutely. We've had enough of this stuff. For some time, I've seen that we have the blessing of the expected election as a deadline. It's the first real deadline for the public that's been out there where they have to do something before that happens and not just keep stretching things out.
Who was the famous character that said, we looked in the mirror and we saw that they is we?
Yeah, okay. Humanity stretched it out. Okay.
Yes.
But then those who are trying to prevent chaos responded in that way to stretch it out, right?
Indeed.
Okay, that does make sense. Okay. Okay. Can you tell us the current projection about when the whole GMO issue will pretty much go away? Monsanto will be either transformed or out of business. I know many countries have kicked out the GMO seeds and farming and gone back to more natural, organic. Is there any projection on when this will be pretty much reality?
Halloween next year.
Okay, so 14 months from now, roughly. 13 and a half. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Is Monsanto simply going to go out of business, or are they going to morph into something better, or they're going to morph into something not so good and that have to go out of business, or can it be told at this time?
It will morph.
And maybe be run by different people?
Of course.
Okay. So it's the people in there now that had the agenda that's not been healthy for humanity.
They will have to step aside.
Okay. All right. Very
good. And will.
Good. Very good. Very good. Okay. As you probably know, we have some plans to assist in the transformation of the sugarcane lands here on Maui into something much more friendly to people.
Excuse me, I thought those encompassed much larger territory than Maui.
Well, we can be an example here on Maui. And hopefully that news will spread. But the sugar cane lands here, specifically on this island, 36,000 acres, are what we've targeted for right now to make some moves to make a difference, to remediate the soil and get some organic farming and some other things going there. Do you see that moving forward appropriately at this time?
I think the appropriate response is, will the sun come up tomorrow?
I love that phrase a lot of you use. Yes. Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. And do we have current access with a bit of research and questioning a few individuals? Do we have sufficient access to those experts who can remediate the soil in as short a period of time as possible?
Not at present, but you will.
Okay, once we can talk to enough people, those people will turn up?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And maybe it's appropriate to ask for galactic help in fixing that soil, if they are so interested in doing so?
Now you're talking.
Okay.
As the saying goes.
Okay, okay. Then we can feed that into the plan. It just occurred to me that we can ask for some extra help.
You listen well.
Okay. So the remediation of that soil, if done to the best of our expert's ability and the galactics and whatever else turns up, can it be done within a few months or will it take longer?
It can be done well within a year.
Okay. That would be on an outside then, shorter or up to a year.
Yes. Okay. If it's addressed full on, like an important project, which it is, then yes, a year.
Okay.
Tops.
All right, good. Good. And I believe we're in touch with the right people who are also in touch with other people we're not in touch with personally yet, who are the right people to move this forward.
You are indeed.
Yes, good. Okay. All right, excellent. Yes, we have some good plans, and I am very excited about getting started on some things to move that forward, because the time is short. A and B is supposed to be completely finished by the end of December with their sugarcane operations, which deadline they may meet or they may not meet, right?
You will be able to proceed with your plans, my dear.
Okay.
Have no fear.
Okay, good. Good. All right. That's very exciting. Can you speak to the project, the additional project that we've been given not too long ago, about the fungus that eats pests so crops don't have to be sprayed, and the patent that the man has on this? I don't remember his name, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
That we are to assist him in his plans to grow his operation?
Absolutely.
Okay. And this is a straight-up guy who really does have the answers?
Yes, and he's got a bit of ego, but you will be able to help.
Okay. Well, as long as the ego's not completely out of control, I don't really care, as long as we can get the job done.
Good.
Okay. It's only when it's completely out of control that it gets kind of difficult. All right. Well, that's very exciting. So we'll have some research done on that and contact that person at the appropriate time and help him move forward, because that's awesome to not have to spray.
Certainly is.
Yes.
About time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay. Now, I've seen an ad here on Maui for a pest control company. As you know, it's the tropics. We have a lot of little goodies running around that advertises that it's ecologically friendly, non-toxic to pets, etc. And is this genuine? Is he straight up also?
Good guy.
Good guy?
Yes.
Okay. I understand he's been in business for quite a few years, so he must be successful.
You may be able to provide some assistance here.
Okay. Okay. Because I'd like to take care of our property, our new properties. With that, I'm happy to have the bugs live outside. I prefer that they not live inside. So, maybe
yes.
There's a little conflict there on the part of the bugs. But maybe we can come to some kind of terms.
You can always choose to send the message to the quote-unquote bugs. and have that take care of it, if you wish.
Okay, we can do that also. The host is very good at that.
As are you.
Okay, okay. I do remember my mother years ago telling me when, because the first 3 years of my life, we lived by Diamond Head, by Honolulu. And she said every morning, her very first chore was to take the scorpion out of the shower. And it was never more than one. But there was always one in the shower. And I'm like, okay, that's all right. So I remember that. And when we moved to a new place here, I did have a scorpion in my laundry pile. And I just prefer that they live somewhere else. And we not get in there.
Appropriate.
Yeah. Not get in their way, and they not get in our way. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. Is there something else you can tell us about the progress of the fighting in the Middle East and what the status is now as to the percentage of success or how far the problems have dropped or any information you can provide? Because we don't get good news here, as you well know.
Of course not. That wouldn't serve those who wish to have chaos be the norm.
Right.
Not only there, but in the entire world, the conflicts are reducing daily.
Awesome.
You are coming to a time of peace. And say hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is some of our military that's stationed overseas, have they now been maybe quietly reassigned to some positive projects, rebuilding little local things, or rather than pure fighting? Is some of that being transformed now?
Those doing the reassigning or those being reassigned?
Oh. Can you elaborate on that at all?
When you have the best interest of those you serve at heart, you don't need to wait for orders, do you?
Oh, that's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So some individuals or small groups within the military are already choosing to do some good work, like on the side or in addition to or whatever.
Or as what they do.
Or as, okay. Okay, that is awesome. Okay, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners at this time?
Bear these wonderful changes that are coming to you gracefully. I ask you, gracefully.
Gracefully?
Yes.
And could I add gratefully?
Please do.
At the same time, gracefully and gratefully.
Yes.
Yes. Very, very good. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Wana, very, very blessed with your presence and your wonderful information and your outstanding energy.
Many blessings, dear one.
And many.
To all of you. Many blessings.
And blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.